This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. The sociology of burn, baby, burn in Britain.
If you're an older person, you've got a home, you've got a job, that's fine. But a generation is coming through that are looking at the bleakest future, perhaps for 100 years.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. First stop.
Former Mayor of London Ken Livingstone chalks up the latest violence in Britain to embittered young people caught in their own version of Helter Skelter. Is there any clear explanation of why London and other cities in the UK should suddenly turn violent? Bleak future? Bleak or present? Violence 4 days running. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's The Takeaway White Album on this Wednesday, August 10th. Celeste is out this week. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Stock markets worldwide rallying now on the news that U.S. interest rates will be frozen at record lows for the next 2 years at least. Yesterday's announcement from the Federal Reserve led to a whipsaw day on Wall Street. The Dow, after bouncing around all morning and into the afternoon, closed up 430 points, rallying at the end. The Fed's decision means it expects the economy to stay weak for at least 2 more years. Wells Fargo chief economist John Sylvia says that's how the conventional wisdom goes.
I think it's a realistic assessment of how uncertain things are right now and that they've got to be staying flexible as much as they can, given what they see.
Panic may be out of the market for now, but the Fed's assessment of the economy is sobering. The Fed says the labor market is deteriorating, construction is weak, housing is depressed and has remained so, and the recovery is slow. To London, which was quiet overnight thanks to the presence of 16,000 police officers, but virtually every other major British city saw some sort of violence. A mob of youths rampaged through the center of Manchester.
What we saw was mindless thugs and criminals smashing shops, throwing missiles and bricks at police.
At the main police station in Nottingham was firebombed. There was sporadic violence elsewhere. And with British police stretched thin, focusing on London, residents in many cities are banding together to keep looters away on their own. Sound there of an encounter between men in North London chasing away a group of rioters. They say the police need help.
We do believe, don't we, lads, that there ain't enough of them. There ain't enough of them. There's too much going on in too many different areas. They need people. They need backup. They won't bring the army in. They won't bring no water cannons in.
More than 1,100 people have been arrested now. Scotland Yard has promised the biggest investigation in its history, and we'll go live to London in just a few minutes. Multiple reports this morning say President Obama will call on Syrian President Bashar Assad to step down in the coming days. It's a tough line from the White House, which had been calling on Assad to institute democratic reforms. Here in the U.S., Wisconsin Republicans won 4 out of 6 recall elections. They'll retain control of the state Senate. A special committee charged with crafting that plan to cut the country's deficit is coming together on Capitol Hill. Democratic Senators Patty Murray of Washington State, John Kerry of Massachusetts, and Max Baucus of Montana all were appointed to the super committee. Each party will have 6 representatives. Polygamist leader Warren Jeffs sentenced to life in prison for being convicted on sexually assaulting 2 underage followers. And for a moment yesterday on Wall Street, Apple surpassed ExxonMobil as the most valuable U.S. company. Apple's market value, its capitalization, briefly rose to $346 billion. But a late surge by the oil company put it back on top. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 11,239. The S&P opens at 1,172. And the NASDAQ opens at 2160. So we're going to be focusing on the economy with this voice in mind.
This is Angela from Detroit. The economy has affected me because I find that lately I'm surviving as opposed to living. I can't do the traveling that I enjoy so much that just makes my life richer.
Survival stories, living stories, or job creation stories? Looking at the underlying forces in the economy that affect real people, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Your views throughout the morning. We're going to have a focus on a job creation contest later in the hour, but first we go to London.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.